Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
While millennials may be the best educated generation ever, data from the Pew Research Center show only about one-third of Americans between 25 and 32 years old has at least a bachelor's degree. As part of our look at the millennial generation, WBUR's Asma Hollett reports on the financial impact of bypassing college.
In Harvard Square, millennials sip lattes and drift out of bookstores. But just down the road in Porter Square,
I can help the next person over here.
Fabiani Andre rings up groceries at a Star Market that caters to college students and young professionals. She's 31, part of the same millennial generation, but she lives in a harshly different economic world than many of the elite students she serves.
I needed the extra money. Like, I was just struggling too much, so I felt like I needed something to supplement my income.
Andre works weekends here for minimum wage. That's in addition to her job Monday through Friday, where she processes authorizations for an insurance company. In some ways, Andre is very much a typical millennial. She's not married, and she says she doesn't go to church as often as she did growing up. But where Andre's story veers from the stereotype is that she doesn't have a college degree.
I didn't have any help from my parents or anyone else helping to support me.
Andre immigrated from Haiti when she was 5.
So I felt like I needed to work full-time as opposed to going to school full-time.
Andre had wanted to become an elementary school teacher, but dropped out of college before senior year. She had an academic scholarship, but she still needed money for rent and other basic living expenses. Like Andre, the majority of millennials don't have a college degree. In other words, Andre's story is the norm, even though it doesn't match the popular myth.
There's been a lot of attention paid to the adversities facing college-educated millennials. But generally, the college-educated young adults, they're doing better than earlier generations of college-educated young adults.
Richard Fry is the lead researcher on a Pew report about the rising cost of not going to college. His study finds millennials with a 4-year college degree make roughly $17,500 more per year than millennials with only a high school diploma.
Among the less educated, it's not simply that they're trailing behind their college-educated counterparts. It's that they're doing worse off than earlier generations of less educated young adults.
I've been super, super busy lately with work and life.
Andre lives in a one-bedroom apartment at the top of a hill in Lynn.
I put the extra shifts and stuff at my job. Okay, I'll go upstairs.
Andre is a single mom to her 3-year-old daughter, Layla. Most days she leaves her place at 7 a.m., drops her daughter off at preschool, and drives another half hour to her full-time job, where she makes about $38,000 a year.
I definitely find myself stressing a lot about money. I struggle in making ends meet at the end of the month. And I usually make it by the skin of my teeth.
But a few times, she hasn't made it, and she had to borrow money from a friend to pay rent. She says she would probably be making more money if she had a degree.
I'd probably be teaching. I'd probably be doing something that I love, as opposed to doing something that I have to do to sustain myself and a life for my daughter and I.
Like many of her peers, Andre wants more than a job. She wants a career. But that's not easy when you're caring for a child and working 7 days a week. Still, she's upbeat about her financial future. And that's true for the 85% of millennials who say they either have enough money to live the lives they want or they expect to in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
Our story was produced by Sean Bowden.